Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:15. CNN's Amanpour publicly apologized for saying that the Dee family was killed in a shootout. Pro-Israel news outlet Honest Reporting has publicized Amanpour's initial comments on May the 11th after it had gone under the radar for nearly 1 month. Following more than a week of intense public outcry, CNN's anchor Christian Amanpour issued a public apology on air for referring to the murder of Maya, Rena and Lucy D as having occurred as a result of a shootout. We wanted to chat a little bit more about it. Joining us this morning is the editorial director at Honest Reporting, Simon Plosker. Simon, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good. How are you?
I am well. We haven't spoken for ages. So this is a tremendous success, isn't it?
I believe it is, yes. I mean, some people may say, well, you know, her apology, perhaps she wasn't so sincere. It did look, if anyone watches the video, it looked as if she had been dragged kicking and screaming to do it. But the ultimate result is she apologized live on air, and that is what we were asking for, and that is what we got.
So, take us through this. What happened? Why was it so offensive that she said the family was killed in a shootout?
Okay, so this actually would have gone under the radar had it not been for the fact that CNN on its website actually embedded the video of Christiane Amanpour interviewing the Palestinian Prime Minister, and at the beginning of this interview, she's talking about various acts of violence. And she referred to the horrible, horrible murders of Lucy, Maya and Rena D. I'm sure everyone remembers what happened there.
Sure.
And she said that they were killed in a shootout. Now, it was a throwaway comment, but the impact is quite severe because it implies that there were two sides armed here. When in fact, of course, the D family were innocent civilians who were shot at point blank range after their vehicle had been rammed off the road, and it would have gone under the radar. It was a month before I spotted it, but this was very, very serious, and we publicised this, and we called on CNN to make an apology. This is really the raison d'être of Honest Reporting. We're here to hold the media to account and get those corrections, and in our minds, this was a slam dunk. And Rabbi D also was in touch with us. He gave us a statement because he was quite horrified at what had been said about his family, the way they were murdered. So we started a campaign calling on CNN to apologize, particularly obviously Christiane Amanpour. We were in contact with top people at CNN. And this dragged on for, as the J Post said, around 10 days. And this was quite disappointing in a way. But CNN did let us know that Christiane Amanpour had sent Rabbi Leo D a private apology. She had emailed him, and we got that confirmed from Rabbi D himself. But in our minds, this was not good enough. We demanded a public apology. It's something that Rabbi Leo D also wanted as well. And yesterday, late last night, we were alerted to the fact that Christiane Amanpour had gone on to her show live on air and made an apology. And really that's a good result as far as we're concerned.
Because of course we know that CNN even has spoken about the Al Jazeera journalist who was killed in a shootout, you know, where they've made allegations of that being an assassination, et cetera, and almost treated that case as though it was more intentional than the sort of shootout that allegedly took place with the D family, which obviously it didn't. And of course that becomes part of the problem, and that's the narrative that is so dangerous, isn't it?
Absolutely. The whole case with Shireen Abu Akleh, CNN were not the only ones who tried to accuse Israel of deliberately shooting an Al Jazeera journalist. Now, you know, Israel has admitted that it probably was their responsibility here. However, to imply that Israel goes around deliberately targeting journalists is, is completely out of order. And that's also something that we took up with CNN and many other media outlets around the world. And of course, given what happened with the D family and Amanpour's comments recently, it sort of puts that into perspective, what happened. Now, CNN obviously deliberately, were going after Israel in terms of Shirin Abu Akleh. I'm prepared to give Amanpour the benefit of the doubt and say that, as she claims, she misspoke. It was live TV. But what it does say is this sort of unconscious, subconscious bias, if you will, that automatically assumes that Israel is at fault for something. And that was really what was in play here.
Very, very dangerous, and of course, very well done, because at least when media houses like this are held to account, hopefully it makes them consider carefully what he said in the future. Simon Plosker, editorial director at Honest Reporting, keep up the amazing work. Well done to you and Honest Reporting with this on this success.